Olathe. The kickoff goes to Olathe to start the ball game. Got a few technical problems, but we are on the air and ready for an exciting ball game. Good Friday evening. I'm Ron Millhorn along with Jack Jabor and some of our outstanding sponsors, including Perthod Motors, Mountain Mechanical, Flooring America, McDonald's, Carl Ciani, State Farm Insurance, Summit Painting Decorating, Napa, Carbondale, Sofers Lighting, Megatech LLC, Carbondale Insurance Service, Got You Covered, Sunshine Deli, Carpet Blends, Bishop Plumbing. Also, Burning Mountain Ball, Rifle Bears, and the Olathe Pirates. Pirates 1-1, and Rifle 2-0. The Pirates, the defending 2A state champions, first play from scrimmage right up the middle, and that is the bread and butter of the Olathe Pirates under Coach Ryan Korn. Won 2 state titles in the last 3 years. That running game, gain of 4. Second down and 6, and we'll get you caught up here in just a minute to our starting lineups. Bears, a much improved team, second year in the second stint under Damon Wells. Took a couple years off, went to administration, handoff sweep, left side. That is number 24, Cole Grett, and Grett has a first down. He's across midfield into rifle territory. Wagler on the tackle for the Bears. Rifle, we got a glimpse of Rifle last week, and then they were quickly escorted off the field at Coleridge High School because of the lightning and rain. They ended up playing 2 hours late, and Rifle won that 21-14 to avenge last year's loss to the Titans. Titans taking on Delta tonight. First and 10, Olathe. Game just underway, ball at the 49 of Rifle. Man goes in motion. Hand off to... That is number 20 from the slot back position, Blaine Sinks, and Rifle read that well and dropped in for a loss of 3, second and 13. Brandon Kittle on the tackle. Kittle, one of the many weapons on offense and defense for the Rifle Bears.
Most of the Rifle players go both ways. There's only two or three that are playing either one side of the ball or the other.
Quarterback is Ben Kaler. He hands off die play up the middle to number 20, Blaine Sinks again. And Sinks didn't quite get back to the original line of scrimmage. He's just shy of the 50-yard line. He's going to bring a third and long to the Pirates. Third and about still 11 and a half yards to go for the Pirates here on their opening drive. Olathe beat Steamboat 42-13, lost to Florence last week 32-14. Wing formation, sweep left side, nothing there for Cole Grett.
He's the one that went out of the slot before and gained 13 yards for their first down. Last year, of course, Rifle beat Olathe handily earlier in the season. What was it,
34-6? Yeah,
and then Olathe goes on to win the state championship.
They only lost last year. Deep receive for the Bears is Taylor Webb and Ryan Muller. Bobble punt for the pick be taken by Muller, and he is hit hard and dropped at the 20 immediately. Great coverage by the Olathe punt team. And bringing the hit there was Zach Bear. I'm sorry, that was Troy Rose for Olathe. Adam Rice is the starting quarterback for the Rifle Bears. Ryan Muller, first team all-conference as a sophomore. He's averaged over 200 yards a game rushing this season.
And he's really plowing them up. He had 400 and some yards, but his running mate is the one getting into the end zone. Brandon Kittle, five touchdowns in 2 games. Moeller's got over 400 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Ball at the 20-yard line of the Bears, no score. About 3 minutes into the game. Single back is Muller behind Adam Rice. Sends a man in motion. It's a sweep. And Taylor Webb around the right side on Olathe. Tough on defense there. Cracking on the tackle for the Pirates. was a gain of 2, second down and 8. Initially, we had things set up on the platform to go to the press box, and then Olathe coaches decided not to use their booth. And Mr. Ellis, Todd Ellis, principal here at Rifle, said, "You guys are welcome to it." Outstanding. A little movement there before the snap. No whistle. Here's a handoff to Muller. Muller eludes a couple of tacklers, and he has a first down across the 30 to the 31. He's not overpowering, but he has strength enough to break tackles, but he's also shifty. It's a dangerous combination. Wayne's got over 400 yards rushing through two games. Well, at the 31 of the Bears. All right, the quarterbacks for the Bears get a good workout, jogging back and forth to the sideline to get the play from coaches. Well, the lone back, double slot formation. Sweep to the left side. This time, nothing doing for Brandon Kittle. He is wrapped up by three Pirates, including Ben Kaler, who's very active. Troy Rose also in the tackle. 7:50 to go, first quarter, no score. Beautiful Friday night here at Rifle. A lot of folks in the community get looking forward to tomorrow's Highway 101 concert and several local acts, as well as they break the christen the new stage, the Stony Ridge Pavilion in Silt. With excitement at the Miners Claim tonight, big VIP party. Second down to 15 for the Bears. Rice is going to throw. They pick up the blitz. He steps up, fires, caught. Caught by Taylor Webb. That's a gain of about 8. It's going to bring a third and long.
Rice has only attempted 9 passes in 2 games, so that's kind of new.
You stop the running game, and that's how you stop them. They're not accustomed to throwing a lot.
Well, they haven't stopped it this year.
Right. So third down and about 6 for the Bears. Ball at their 36-yard line. One receiver wide left. That's Webb. Rice under center. 5-2 front for Olathe. A lot of movement from those linebackers. They bring the blitz, and he throws it up there for Webb, who breaks the test with the 45 to the 40, down to the 36-yard line of the Olathe Pirates. That was a perfect pass and a great adjustment to the ball by Taylor Webb.
So maybe we're seeing the unveiling of a different Rifle offense. They've already gone here twice on this drive, and absolutely great throw. Dropped it right over the shoulder of Webb. And there was a couple of defenders there, so the ball had to be right where it was. He caught it in stride, first down to the 36-yard line of Olathe.
With a wide right for the Bears is Lee Harrison.
He's 29.
Muller behind Adam Rice. Sweep play. Hand off to Kittle, and Kittle stopped, driven back by 4 or 5 Olathe Pirate defenders, including Ben Kaler again.
Kittle, about 230 yards in 2 games on only 20 carries and 5 touchdowns, but he's gone backwards both times. I guess that was maybe a 1-yard gain.
Making forward progress to the 35-yard line. So second down and 9 for the Bears on the mark here. No score, 5:40 to go first quarter. Muller about 2 yards behind Rice. Pretty tight formation for the Bears. Webb in motion, hand out to Webb. Finds a little seam, breaks a couple of tackles. And Olathe, with great swarm defense, good pursuit to the ball. He'll do a short gain.
I was talking to Principal Todd Ellis before the ball game. He told me that Olathe runs that 3-5 that so many people do, but they blitz all the linebackers, so it appears as if it was a 5-2, a 5-man front.
Yeah.
Blitz on every play.
Well, that was the defense du jour for a couple of years there. And some teams have gone back to conventional 4-3, 5-2 fronts. Split backs now behind Rice.
You can see there are 5 linebackers up there.
3rd and 6 for the Bears. Hand off to Muller. Muller breaks a couple of tackles. He's got a first down across the 25 to the 23-yard line of the Pirates.
Of course, that's the danger when you're sending people into gaps. If somebody gets by, there isn't anybody back there until you get to the defensive backs.
And you got to credit the linemen, Alex Copeland, Cody Buford.
Alex Copeland finally put on a few pounds. He was a skinny little guy.
Hugo Ruelas. So one of the linemen. Opened the holes for Ryan Muller.
Alex's dad played for me. Played lineman for me. And here's Alex now versus brother Jordan, the linebacker here.
First and 10 for the Bears at the Pirate 24-yard line. No score yet. Bears on the march. Rice back to throw. Straight back. Now looks left. Little tough pass over there to number 80. That was A.J. Cordova. Cordova almost stopped for a loss. Managed to squirm loose and got to the 19-yard line.
Yeah, that was just a little hitch pass, and he slipped a lot of tackles and made a pretty positive gain out of that.
He could have been dropped for a loss of about five instead of a gain of five, second down of five from the 19 of the Pirates. With 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, no score.
And already Rice has matched his season total of complete passes.
Sky play, ball comes loose, and the Pirates have it.
Oh, that's too bad.
Brandon Kittle got the handoff, a little
holding his head.
A counter play. And after a nice sustained drive into the Pirate territory, Kittle coughs it up, and the Pirates take over at their own 17.
Well, I guess you can see a little bit of why Olathe has been a perennial champion at the 2A level. They place tough D. They give up three first downs on that drive, and yet they got a takeaway. They got in the red zone.
Ben Kaler, the quarterback. Behind him is Blaine Sinks. Keeper by Kaler. Now he pitches it, and a loss of running room up the left side for Trenton Joel. And Joel has a first down to the 45-yard line of the Bears. I'm sorry, of the Pirates. Didn't quite get to midfield. Trenton Joel, a sophomore, number seven. Good relationship there. Good game there for the Pirates. No score yet. 3:29 to go, first quarter. Pirates run that double wing. It's very similar to rifles. Just a mirror image. Two receiver set.
28 yards on that offense.
And up the middle of Sinks. Senior running back picks up 4 yards, second down at six.
And as you expect, with a lot of running going on and so far no penalties, we're already 3 minutes, almost inside 3 minutes here in the first quarter. Clock is moving.
Taylor under center, double wing, Sinks the lone back. Man goes in motion, hand off to Sinks. That's a keeper by Taylor. He wrapped up as he dives and stretches across the 50 for an extra yard. Right at midfield, third down and five. Ryan Muller in on the tackle.
Rifle does play a 5-2. Legit 5-2 with the two stand-up defensive ends.
Grett in motion. Rolling to throw is he's running. Five. Taylor still running. Scrambling throws. Caught. Oh, and it's fumble. And drop on the ground. And Rifle has it. That was a catch. They're going to roll it a catch. And a fumble. Or did they say the ground caused it? There's a discussion going on. The catch, great catch made by Willie Corey. And they're saying the fumble. No. There's a rifle ball. Boy, Taylor was wrapped up. He broke a couple of tackles, scrambled around, and just launched one to Willie Corey. Made a great catch. Was tackled around the 30-yard line. Coughed it up. And the Bears recovered. I think it was Kittle that jumped on the ball.
Well, that would be kind of redemption of a sort, since he's the one that lost the the ball on the offensive end for a rifle inside the 20.
2:04 to go, first quarter, no score. Bears have the ball now with their own 31.
One thing we have not seen a lot of in the games we've been doing is a lot of turnovers. It's already two pretty critical ones.
And off to Muller. Kind of waddles his way, looking for a seam, and picks up a few yards, just following his lineman. He'll do that, just kind of get what he can, 1 or 2 yards, then all of a sudden he'll just spring loose. Gain of 4, second down and 6. At the 35-yard line of the Bears, a minute and a half to go here in the first. This first quarter is zipped by. He's going right to left. Webb in motion, handoff to Muller. Protecting that football is Latha smothering him. Picks up a yard.
There's been no incomplete passes and no penalties. And those are the things generally that stop the clock. Nobody's gone out of bounds. The only stoppage has been for first downs or turnovers.
Adam Marks with the play, calling it from the huddle. 1 minute to go in the first quarter, no score.
And Principal Ellis was also telling me that Rice is very good at audibling at the line of scrimmage. And that's what he's doing right here.
He throws a little hitch pass, and that was dangerous. That was close to being picked off. Bounced off the hand of Taylor Webb. That brings up fourth down in the punting situation for the Bears. Adam Rice, the son of Jonathan Rice, one of the coaches. Longtime teacher and recently re-elected city councilman. He's elected for his third term.
Rice was 3 for 3 until that ball missed for 42 yards.
Aaron Wagler's the punter.
Long count.
Yes.
It's like they're trying to draw him off. And, of course, if they do, they get a
good
sound.
A little pressure. Gets the kick away. Kicks it away from the receiver. That is Cole Gretz. And the Bears are going to down it at the 26-yard line of the Pirates. No score. 40 seconds to go, first quarter.
Boy, I didn't even get halfway down my play-by-play sheet here in this quarter. It's like the running clock we saw in Stoker Stadium with the Glenwood movie game last night. Fit a whole quarter on a half a sheet of paper.
And now's the time to get your home ready for the holidays with Custom Draperies, shades, blinds, and more. Got you covered. Has you covered? Now throw out their 2011 tax credits. Got you covered. 945-4010. Well, except the ordinary, whether it's one lighting fixture or a house full of luminaries, come into Soper's Lighting for great savings throughout the store. Soper's Lighting supports high school sports. First and 10 Pirates, third possession. And in motion. I play, no, it's a pitch, and it's on the ground, and diving to smother that ball like a grenade, Willie Corey. They fake the dive, and that pitch to Corey. Bad timing there, and for you to jump on it.
Well, almost seems like we've got like a sloppy field or rainy conditions, but it's perfect.
Yeah.
I don't know why the two teams have the dropsies out there.
12 seconds to go, and like the. We'll let the clock run out and we'll switch sides. Yep, that's what they're going to do. So we've got one quarter in the books and no score. The Rifle Bears and the defending 2A state champion, the Pirates. Second quarter action coming up after this on KMPS. Okay? Our levels okay? Good. Whew. I pulled up. I had the Marty all hooked up. Couldn't get it to work. We had 5 minutes before airtime. And they said, you got a booth if you want it. So we packed everything up. Scrambled up here. I'll give them a plug. And we're back to Bear Stadium, Rifle High School. Ron Milhorn and Jack Jabor. No score after one quarter play. Teams switch sides. Olathe now going right to left. Wearing all white gold helmets. and blue Pirates beside their helmets. Taylor, the quarterback, hands off. He's going to keep it. They fake that handoff, and Rifle does it bite on the fake. Taylor, no game. Third down and 17 for the Pirates.
Taylor has not attempted a well. He did attempt it. That's right. He did complete a pass. I forgot about that one where they got the fumble. It was a pretty nice connection. Deep scramble.
Boy, the run game was going nowhere. His Rifle. Cody Buford. Great tackle on Willie Corey. Cole Grett. Copeland also hit on the tackle. Moeller and Webb beat to receive the punt. On the fourth and 17. We got a glimpse of Olathe last year as we were setting up for the Glenwood Elizabeth State Champ. High snap, slow snap, pressure. Hunter gets it away. Low kick is going to be a great field position for Rifle as it rolls at the 40. That snap was just floating up there like it was being pulled up by a string.
Quarterback, there was a little contact as he kicked the ball, but he laid on the ground, did a little soccer acting there, but the referee kept his hanky in his pocket.
He said, no, you might be nominated, but you're not going to win the award for best supporting actor. That was Kaler, by the way. Bears have it in higher territory at the 42-yard line. Saw late the squeak by Brush in the 2A state championship game, 13-13. Rice back to throw, throws over the middle, and it is picked off. Intercepted by Cole Gretz. Gretz up the right side, he's brought down. So there's the second turnover of the night for the Bears, third overall. Pirates have turned the ball over. Rice went straight back and threw it deep over the middle. Coach Damon Wells talking to his quarterback saying, hey, should have thrown it here instead of over here. Not so much here. Coach Wells, it's a spirited talk. Very animated. First and 10 Pirates. No score. 10:34 to go in the half. Kaler, quarterback, sends a man in motion. Takes the handoff. Wants to pitch it. No, he's going to keep it. He's wrapped up. I mean, the Bears defense, they've come to play tonight. Ryan Muller on the tackle. Along with Alex Copeland. Copeland, an honorable mention, all Western Slope. Cody Buford. Honorable mention, Western Slope. And Ryan Muller, of course, first team all conference. He's a sophomore. Kaler wearing bright yellow shoes. Sends man in motion. Two people moving in. And he throws it wide open up the right sideline. It is caught.
I think he's out of bounds.
Willie Corey makes the catch.
They're calling it a catch.
A 39-yard line of the Bears.
That was almost like a punt. Threw that thing straight up in the air like a pop pie. And Corey came down with it. Out of bounds. Deep ball work, but obviously
got a foot down.
Yeah, enough of his body. Yeah.
That's the second fine catch he's made tonight.
And the first one, it looked like it was a long pass, but it wound up being a one-yard completion, judging by where the ball wound up.
No score. Pirates in Bear territory. Keeper by Kaler, and I'm telling you, the Bears are not biting on that pick at all. Ryan Muller sticks Ben Kaler, drops it for a loss.
That was a 26-yard completion to Corey.
Loss of a yard, second down and 11. At the 40-yard line, the Bears, they'll score. Coming up to the 9-minute mark here in the first half. Kaler under center, double wing. in motion, fakes the hand up to Brett. Taylor wants to throw, being pressured, throws, wobbly pass, almost picked off. Nearly plucked out of the air by Kellen Lee. That'll bring up third down and 11 for the Pirates. Gourmet coffee, hot and cold specialty sandwiches, wraps, salads, and take a big entrees like lasagna and enchiladas. Brighten your day with a sunny tummy. Compliments of Sunshine's Deli. Glenwood Springs on the way to Ski Sunlight next to Mountain Market for sunny tummy. Call Sunshine's Deli today, 945-1303. Third and 11 for the Pirates. No score. 8:53 to go first half. Taylor brings it out. Double wing under center. Straight back to throw. Here comes the pressure. It's a screen pass over the middle. And obviously it is picked off. It gets intercepted. Ryan Muller. He read the screen all the way.
Boy, you don't see screen passes intercepted very often.
Stepped in the lane and picked it off. Boy, four turnovers now in this first half. Two for each team.
That's why we're scoreless.
Two fumbles, two picks. Wide right rifle is Kellen Lee.
Let's see if Rifle gets back to their running game here. They've been trying to throw a little bit.
Yeah, the guy that's averaging over 200 yards a game, you get the ball in his hands.
Well, Leach are really packing the box, though.
Hand off to Kittle. Kittle breaks a couple of tackles, sprints across the 50-yard line. Pickup of about eight. Second down and two.
Kittle starting in the slot in motion. Around to the left side and did a nice job picking his way.
I think it's second and three.
It's the 50-yard line. Game of seven.
We're scoreless here in the first half. 8:20 to go. Baller behind Adam Rice. On the slot. A lot of movement for Rice. Trying to, I think, the option as Webb coming around to take a pitch and Olathe just shot through the line there. And drops Adam Rice for a loss. Loss of four. Bring a third down at six.
That was an audible. It wasn't a real good call. They had Olathe moving backwards there. For
Burning Mountain Bowl proudly supports all high school athletes. Burning Mountain Bowl is the place to be every Sunday for your favorite game with nine TVs, great burgers, and burritos plus drink specials. All day. Every game, every Sunday, Burning Mountain Bowl next to City Market in Newcastle. Third and six for the Bears. Back to throw is Rice. Here comes the pressure from the backside. He fires. Oh, incomplete. Overthrew Aaron Wagler. And Rice got drilled as he let go of that ball.
Well, it looks like the exchange of turnovers is going to result in another punt. It's both teams pretty much playing in the middle of the field. They're not. The Rifle has the deepest penetration.
Cole Grett back to receive the punt for the Pirates. Wagler will punt it away.
Bears got inside the 20 before fumbling the ball away in the first quarter.
Webb is the up back. Good snap. And Wagner with a good kick. Kicks it away from Grett, who slips. The ball touched it.
Boy, if I'm Rifle, I'm picking that thing up. Ooh. The referee's evidently not saying
it. He came close to touching that ball.
That's a great kick.
And they down it at the 9-yard line, so the Pirates deep in their own hole. No score, 7:15 to go. In the first half.
Wagler's got a 37-yarder, and now that one went 45, and both times no return. So if the Rifle D can do its job here, they should get the ball back with good shape. Still got 7:15 to go in the first half. Olathe has three first downs. One this quarter. Rifle had three first downs in the first quarter. Have not been able to move the ball this quarter much.
Taylor under center. There's a man in motion, a flag, and it's going to be procedure against the Pirates.
first penalty of the game.
And we saw Quinn McDevens take one on the chin through the monument. Oh, it's going against Rifle. Wildcats gave Demons a haymaker or two, the 47-0 win over Glenwood. See if the Demons can bounce back and take on Palisade at home next Friday. So first and five, left side from the Bears. With five Pirates, no score.
That helps. So Laser gets them at least out of the shadow of their goal line.
And off to Willie Corey over the right side, coming from that slot position. And defensively, both teams doing a good job defending the run.
Olathe carried nine times for 43 yards in the first quarter. They had one 28-yard run, and that was the majority of it. Rifle nine times for 27, so neither team really able to get those run games going. That was only a game of a couple.
Second and four for the Pirates from their own 15. Taylor hands off over the middle. One big hole up the right side. Here he goes, number 22, Willie Corey. And Corey finally wrestled down, and a flag is thrown as he's brought down at the 45-yard line.
Boy, if Corey kept running, I think he gets some more yardage there, but he tried to juke the defender.
Kendall made the tackle. I'm wondering if
it was a face mask. Up to the 45, so a gain of 30 on what used to be called a cross buck.
The play had to... Oh. Oh, help me out. What is that call? Two palms.
I don't know if they used to publish those things in the back of this program.
Yeah.
I used to keep one. In the
rarely program. See that one. Oh.
It's like swatting him on the...
Yeah. Two players at once. Yeah.
It's a double cheek. Hat.
As long as I've been playing ball, Rifle went offside. No fly. Hand off over the left guard to Cole Gretz. Picks up 5 yards. Right to the 50. No score. 6 minutes to go in the first half. You rarely see that call.
And they didn't march off the yardage.
No.
I don't know what that was. Unsportsmanlike pat on the ball.
Second and five of the Pirates. And Taylor wants to throw. He's going deep up the right sideline. Battle for the ball. Battle for position. It's to be offensive pass interference.
Okay.
Seriously.
That should go up with the air. Yeah, it looked like he grabbed Webb to keep him from intercepting the ball.
They're both jostling for position.
Rifles stay him down there, so they evidently think it's against them. Olathe is way back at the 50, so they think it's against them.
And they're saying, Rifle, come on. Oh, wait a minute. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that was offensive pass interference.
And they don't get the ball at the spot. They'll march that off in the line of scrimmage, I think. But it'll be enough for a first down for Olathe. Boy, Olathe started on their 9, and they were helped out by a 5-yard penalty. So they only needed 5 for a first down. It took them a couple of plays, but they got it. And now, again, at midfield, they're getting a nice 15-yard chunk of pass interference.
Places it down the right of the 35-yard line. No score. 5:38 to go in the first half. Bears and the Pirates. Jason Armendariz is wide left. 3 in the backfield, 2 slot men. Gret goes in motion, fake the handoff. Kayla wants to throw over the middle to the right side. Cox, short of the first down, getting about 9. And the wide receiver is Taylor Carlson. Carlson was the one that should have been called for offensive pass interference. Last play. Good throw there by Kayla. Both teams resorting to going to the air since their running game has been ineffective.
Taylor is 3 for 5 with the one pick for 36 yards.
Lane sinks behind Taylor. Counterplay to Willie Corey over the right side. He might have the first down. Very close. Needs to get to the 25. He's about an inch short. 5:12 to go in the half. No score.
Well, I've got to think that that big old quarterback's just going to keep the ball here, but we'll see.
He's got the big old line as well.
Yeah.
Franklin Colbert looks to be about 6'4", about 240. Yeah, a keeper. And, boy, he got the first down and much more. Taylor carried up to the 22-yard line. Gain of 3. First and 10, Olathe. Enjoyed a couple nights in Olathe this past summer, going to the Night Vision concert. Wonderful time at venue. So the corn festival there. Some great acts. So
do you like to wear goggles or night vision? You know, everybody running around with like laser pens and stuff.
Counterplay to the left side.
Again, the ball looking loose, but Olathe still has it.
Cole Gretz on the carry. Up to the 20-yard line, gain of 2, second and 8.
Boy, neither team able to establish their run game.
Four minutes to go here in the half, no score.
Best opportunity. Rifle got to the 19 earlier in the first quarter, and now Olathe is down to the rifle 20. Second and about 8.
Double wing.
See if he throws.
Man in motion. They pick the hand off. Back to throws. Kaler. A little short pass to number 20. Blaine Sinks. And Sink is sunk. Didn't get much there. Got to the 15-yard line. They only mark it at the 16.
It's short yardage. And they can possibly run it.
3rd and 4 for the Pirates.
I'm thinking Kaler is the best athlete on this Olathe team, and he ought to be running the ball.
3rd and 4 for the Pirates. Sink down here for the Bears defense. Kaler back to throw straight back. Looking right, going left, and a flag is thrown. It's going to be Hogan.
Yeah. And it's an incomplete pass, so if you're rifle, I think you, I don't know. If you take the hold, you give him 3rd down again, although it'll be 3rd, maybe 14. You take the play, it's 4th down, but it's just 4th and 4, and they are at the 16-yard line. So I guess you push him back and hope your D can hold him 2 more plays.
Number 54, I don't have a 54. For Olathe.
Is that who got
who looked like the guilty party? He was grabbing his face mask with disgust.
Tough call. Yeah, they're marching it off, so they're going to take the penalty.
March it back to the 26-yard line of Olathe.
And that's, you know, like that's the easy call to take. Push them back a little ways because they were definitely threatening. But the Dakota Stonehouse era for Glenwood, you never wanted to accept a penalty and give him another down. I didn't care if it was 3rd and 20.
Yeah. Well, under the field, more room he had to work.
Oh, that was always a mistake.
You go to a 5-receiver set and find somebody open. Here we go, 3rd down and 14 for the Pirates. Taylor back to throw. Short drop, throws. Oh, it's picked off. Great. Glenwood killed. If he picks that, he's gone. He timed that perfectly. Pass intended for Cole Gretz there in the flats. And Olathe. Ball was going to go for it well.
He had there was another rifle corner over in that area. I think it was Kamal Johnson. He had the outside covered.
And there's
Kittle's
the first
jump the inside.
First timeout called by either team. Pirates call timeout. 3:06 to go in the first half. No score. This is KMTS. Fourth down at 14 for the Pirates. No score. 3:06 to go in the first half. Little back and throw. Throws it over the middle. When he was caught at the 2-yard line.
We didn't get back on the air quick enough to say so.
Taylor Carlson with a leaping grab. Taylor, the quarterback, was drilled, and he is slow to get up.
I was thinking they'll just roll him out to the right. I thought they'd go to Corey, who's been their main go-to guy, but that was a nice catch, leaping catch by Carlson. Good coverage, but the ball was right there.
Taylor Carlson, a senior. He's probably 6'1", 6'2". Used that height and great jumping ability. Made a great catch right at the 2-yard line, just inside the 2. And it's a first and goal for the Pirates on a 4th and 14. My goodness.
That's a tough one. They get 4 cracks from the 1 here. And if I'm Olathe and a timeout called again, just an official timeout, I'm not sure what it's about.
Taylor's putting his cleat back on, his left cleat.
But if I'm Kaler, I just take that ball and go behind whichever is my biggest hog on the line, and I think he's in the end zone. So last time he went on a quarterback sneak, he gained 4 yards.
Kaler tying that left cleat. It was a D cleater. I know he really got drilled to let go of that ball. A gutsy pass and a great catch by Carlson.
I think it's Jake Whaley, nose guard, the right ball. I can't pick off the number. Well, I guess they don't have anybody on the nose. They've got a couple of tackles.
Yeah, they're playing an even front. Man in motion. Hand off. And the running back has stood up and driven back to the turf. That is really hard. The court got a ball to fumble. Michael celebrated. And the Bears recover on a first and goal.
Oh, my goodness. That's got to kill you if you're on Vapa. Back to the 4-yard line and another turnover.
Willie Corey battling for extra yardage. He only needed a yard and a half to get to the goal line. And they stood him up. The ball was knocked loose and the Bears recovered. There's 5 turnovers on the night. 3 by Olathe, 2 by the Bears.
Olathe doesn't have the direct handoff. It's always somebody coming from the slot position. It takes a while for that to develop. Why didn't just give it to their big stud quarterback and let him dance in the end zone? I don't know, but they're paying for it now. With the
Bears deny them. First and goal at the 1.
They get nothing.
Hand off to Muller over left guard. Gets across the 5. Wow. What a weird first half. 2:30 to go here in the half. No score. Pirates right at the doorstep and cough it up.
First goal at the 1, and you get to run 1 play.
And that drive started on their 9.
Yeah.
My goodness. Well, think of how big that stack was at the 2. You get Carlson down at the catch. Man in motion for Rifle. Pitch play to Muller, looking for some running room. Turns it up, and he doesn't get much. I'm telling you, the running defense, rushing defense with both teams, doing a great job. Muller got to the 6. Timeout called Olathe. 1:55 to go in the first half. 0-0. Rifle and Olathe. It's KMTS. Back to Bear Stadium and Rifle. We're on Milhorn and Jack Jabor here at KMTS. Our game of the week. Bears and Pirates, no score. Pirates, the defending 2A state champs, denied on a first and goal at the 1.5-yard line as the Bears force a fumble. Third turnover of the night for the Pirates. Bears have the ball. 3rd down and 7. From the 8-yard line. Their own 8. Bryce under center for the Bears.
Look at those linebackers jumping around.
Counterplay to Kittle. Kittle gets across the 10. He needed to get to the 14 for a first down. He was short by about a yard. Going to mark it at the 13. Bring a 4th down. And Adam Rice. Official timeout. Adam Rice over talking to Coach Damon Wells. This is dangerous. You get turned away.
And of course, Olathe using timeouts here. Thinking
they're going to measure.
Ball,
I guess it's close enough to measure. I think he's a little short. Glenda thinks he's nice and tall. And it is short by about half a yard. Pat, how about that for the LASIK vision? Pat, just consult the radio booth up here. No score, minute 34 to go in the half. Ball to 13. Now, if you're a rifle, you've got to kick it away, because they look like they're considering going for it here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a long discussion with Coach Wells.
You give Olathe 90 seconds and at least three tries at the end zone. You've got to kick it away.
Bears look like they're ready to
storm
the ball, and
I think they're going to take. They're trying to run it down, and they're going to take a timeout. Maybe they're watching that clock. They know exactly how much time they have before they're penalized, and they're going to call time.
All right, just saying,
all right, matey. Where be your courage?
Yep, timeout, Bears. Their first timeout of the half. A minute six to go in the half. No score. KMTS. Back to Bears Stadium. Here at Rifle. No score. Minute six to go in the first half. Bears burned a timeout. They have a fourth and inches.
They are not.
They're going to go for it.
Amazing.
Unless they do a hard count here. Let's see.
Yeah. I mean, that's worth doing.
They almost got it. I like the jump. And Rice turns and calls for a second timeout. Ooh, the left tackle jumped. And we'll take another timeout.
No time off the clock.
Still a minute six here in the half. No score. Little chess game going on between the Pirates and the Bears. Game to us. Back to Bears Stadium. A minute six to go in the half. Let's say that for a while. And the Bears will punt it away. Wagler will line up. Right at the one.
Well, they've got to cover this.
Yeah, Gret is quick. He's back to receive it midfield. No score.
He's punted away.
Good snap, Wagler.
And he's doing it again, trying to punt
short
away.
Punt. And it's going to take a Bears bounce. And down at the 38-yard line of Rifle. So plenty of time for the Olathe Pirates to work here. 57 seconds left.
Both teams have one timeout. For some reason, all this end zone stuff that's been going on reminds me of the Rifle Sterling Championship game of 04.
You had a phone book or two?
Yeah.
This chair's a little short.
I did. I found two reams of copy paper.
My chin's up to the counter here. Oh, well. Got a pretty good view still. Thankfully, we could get some booth space here, right? There we go. Kaler back to throw. He's going up the left side and overthrows and almost an interception. A diving interception. Got a lead by Kaler Lee. My goodness. Oh, my gosh. Olathe, four turnovers for the Pirates. Olathe's
last two possessions have lasted one play. They had first and goal. Remember, at the one, they ran the ball and fumbled it and lost it. And this time, they get the ball back after all the timeouts and maneuvering, and they throw one pass play, and it's intercepted.
Boy,
this is incredible.
I can almost smell the apple turnovers now.
They can kneel now. And just, they better be careful. It'll be a safety.
Yeah, Rice is going to keep it up over the middle. Little breathing room across the 5-yard line. My goodness. Four turnovers for the Pirates. We are scoreless in the first half. It's probably going to remain that way. 37 seconds. We have plenty to talk about as far as recapping exciting plays, but no points on the board. This will be the last play. And Rice takes an eight. And that's it. A little lightning off in the up to the west. Some dark cloud on the horizon.
Rain is in the forecast.
Yeah, I'm saying about 10 o'clock. That's the end of the first half. We are scoreless. Olathe and Rifle. This is KMTS. Then we're back to Rifle High School, the Rifle Bears, and the Olathe Pirates. Game three of the 2011 season, and no score after one half of play. Rifle last year marched into Olathe, knocked off the Pirates 34-6. Pirates went on to win the state championship in 2A. And here in the first half, this game, it's turnover city. A lot of pastries being baked. Four turnovers for the Olathe Pirates. Two for the Rifle Bears, and the running game, the vaunted running game for both teams, unable to get anything going. Credit to the defensive schemes for both teams, did a nice job swarming the ball, getting five or six tacklers, pursuing the ball carrier. Rifles did a good job shutting down Olathe's running game with Brett and Corey, and Bears, bread and butter. Great tandem of Kittle and Ryan Muller, pretty much held in check. And we are scoreless. Both teams spent a little time deep in their opponent's territory. Olathe got the deepest right at the 1.5-yard line, first and goal. And Willie Corey took a handoff from the slot position, went left to right, and got stood up. Ball stripped. Rifle took over. Couldn't get a first down. They had to punt it away. Olathe couldn't move it. He threw the ball down. It was picked off by Kellen Lee. And the Bears ended up just taking a knee, running the clock out. That's pretty much how it ended. 0-0 tie. Olathe and Rifle.
Yeah, a lot of action for a scoreless game. Both, as you mentioned, both teams push the ball a little bit, not a whole lot to speak of in the way of first downs, although Olathe did get four first downs in that second quarter. They have six at the half. Rifle did not do anything on offense, but the defense was quite active as they picked off a couple of passes and recovered a fumble. The fumble was at the 1-yard line of the Bears, prevented the touchdown, and one of the interceptions was at their two. So Olathe has certainly been knocking on the door, but just unable to execute. They do have 82 yards rushing in 19 attempts, but that's been negated by their four turnovers, two fumbles, two interceptions. The leading rusher, but really, Olathe's had two big plays, a 28-yard kind of end around in the first quarter and a 30-yard gain by Willie Corey in the second quarter. So those two plays gave 58 yards. The rest of the time, 17 carries for 24. So, yeah, except for two plays, Rifle shut down Olathe's running game. As far as the Bears go, Ryan Muller probably gains more yardage sleepwalking than he had. He's carried the ball six times for 26 yards. Brandon Kittle five times for 13 yards. And the Bears have lost a fumble. And they've also had an interception. Adam Rice had a little success early throwing the football, connected with Taylor Webb a couple of times for 37 yards. But at the half, Rice is 3-for-5 with that one pick and 42 yards. The Bears overall, 42 yards rushing on 16 attempts. So they've got 84 net yards. And meanwhile, Olathe's Ben Kaler, who appears to be the dominant athlete on the field, and again, I'm mystified. First and goal at the one, why he didn't get the ball. He went with one of their little, kind of namby-pamby, start from the left slot and come around to right tackle. Why you don't just pound it in from the one, I don't know, but they paid for it with that fumble that they lost.
I've never understood that. I know it's deceptive. It creates deception and confusion with linebackers trying to follow the guards. But man, you just man up, run it downhill
at the 1-yard line. Yeah, that would. I don't know.
Just get it up the gut.
What are you trying to?
Why do you put your lineman on the sled? For 20 minutes a day in practice.
Maybe
line blocking.
Maybe they don't. But it's just. It allows the defense to get a little penetration and mess things up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, why they didn't just tee off there. But, you know, it's if the guy had gone in untouched, then we'd be saying, oh, what a great play call that was, you know. But still, anyway, Kaler is 5 for 9 throwing the ball, but he's got 2 interceptions, 65 yards. He's carried 4 times for 5 yards. But, yeah, just kind of a mystifying ball game. A couple of, you know, grinded out, sock it to him type football teams, but they really haven't looked that way. They've looked kind of tentative, and what do we got, 2 turnovers by Rifle and 4 by Olathe. So yeah, 6 turnovers in the half, and we got a perfectly dry field. And, you know, yeah. I guess you got to give it to the defense, but it really hasn't been rock'em sock'em, like the ball's getting blasted loose. But so far, nothing. What can you call it but a defensive struggle at this point?
Well, last night, if you listened to any of the game, you know it was not good for the Glenwood Demons. They lost to the Fruitland Demon Wildcats 47-0. Vince Grasso doing most of the damage for the Wildcats, 189 yards on the ground, 3 touchdowns. Austin Tribble, 9 catches, 78 yards for the Demons. Henry Hill, 18 carries, 68 yards. Again, just a reminder that the Glenwood, not quite as deep and talented as they were last couple of years. Let's see how they do against Palisades Friday night. But it's really the home opener. Their home game, their first one, was against Montrose last week. They had to play at Carbondale Middle School. So hopefully the lights will be ready to go for Friday night, next Friday night, against the Palisades Bulldogs. Other games going on tonight that you want to stay tuned for after our broadcast, the Colorado Preps post-game show, the scoreboard show. Will run down scores across the Western Slope and all over the state. Aspen playing Hotchkiss. Aspen had a bye last week. And they're at Hotchkiss. Salt had a big win last week. They are hosting Paonia. Payton's at Grand Valley. Palisade playing Roaring Fork in Carbondale.
I feel like we're going to get to the big story here.
Yeah. Delta at Coleridge tonight. That game going on now. It's probably halftime now. And big story. Don't know all the details, but it's not good for the Titans. This is supposed to be their season, and 7 key players suspended for 2 games.
And the head,
head coach, Scott Parker, on administrative leave, being investigated for a conduct violation, coaching code of conduct violation. So assistant coach Greg Hawley, who coached at Roaring Fork for a couple of years, former athletic director there, is now assistant to the Titans, will be on the sidelines for the time being. So really unfortunate. What I understand, it wasn't something real egregious. It sounded like just shenanigans, you know, students messing around, didn't involve drugs or alcohol, just kids doing dumb things, and apparently district policy mandates that, for this violation, this would be the minimum penalty. So it's going to cost the Titans, fortunately, tonight's game with Delta, non-conference game. I wasn't all that impressed with Delta against Aspen. They were pretty vanilla offense, not a lot of variety. So Coleridge certainly has a chance, but some younger players get an opportunity to play tonight. We wish Coleridge all the best that we can get through this and get their starters back. Including Cody Walls, Cameron Cotton, Robbie Moore, I believe, is out. So just hang in there, guys. We'll get through it. Of course, this is mid-September, and we're getting ready for the stretch drive in Major League Baseball. The Phillies appear to be the team to beat in the National League. They're loaded. But how about former Rockies manager Jim Leyland of the Detroit Tigers? And Justin Verlander is just lights out. If That's with a W when he's on the mound.
Well, unfortunately for Major League Baseball, there really aren't any races going on.
That's true. That's always what makes it interesting in September and October.
The only thing that's making it interesting at all is the Red Sox collapse. Will they blow the wild card in the American League? National League, the Braves appear to have that locked up, so there aren't even any wild card races to speak of. It's just a matter of, you know, the teams that are in position can just kind of continue to hang in there and play decent ball, 500 ball or whatever.
Rockies fans hoping their team can play a spoiler somehow.
But there's hardly anything to spoil.
True, yeah.
Nobody's close. It's kind of the dullest Major League season I've seen in a long time.
The college football, the big game here in Colorado, of course, the Buffs and the Rams, tomorrow morning at 11:30 from, let me get this right, Sports Authority Field at milehigh.com. Yeah, Mile High Stadium. Buffs and Rams.
Are you going?
Buffs, yeah. Buffs 0-2, and the Rams 2-0, but their wins over a couple crummy teams like New Mexico and UNC, a Division I-AA team. So the Buffs are going to be in a bad mood tomorrow. Nick Siani, of course, a preferred walk-on at CSU. Got to talk to Shannon Hudson, father of Michael Hudson, outstanding running back for the Glenwood Demons during their championship year in 08. And Shannon was kind enough. He just jumped out of his seat and helped us carry this stuff up to the booth so we could get on the air in time. I was really appreciated Shannon's help. And he said, Mike's doing a great job at CSU. We're at college there, so. Wish Mike all
the best. My alma maters.
Yeah.
Enjoyed my time there.
The Bears will get the ball to start the second half. No score. Here we go.
Yeah, because remember, Olathe won the toss and chose to receive.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're having to kick off here. Let's see. Looking for a number, but I can't pick it off just yet.
It's a 22.
Hey, Willie Corey.
Yeah.
Kicking off the Pirates. You know, Monday is Talk Like a Pirate Day. Did you know that?
It's an onside kick. Fumbled, and the Bears recover at the 35.
It was muffed by one of the rifle up men, Lee Harrison, I think.
Yep.
The ball squirted backwards, and fortunately for the Bears, they recovered at about their 35. Oh, this game is full of interesting twists and turns for a nothing-to-nothing scoreless game. There must be nothing going on, right? Because there's been no score.
Talk Like a Pirate Day on Monday.
Yes, I think you are the plank, baby.
All right. Got the right hash mark. Bears going left to right. Rice hands off to Muller. Muller drops and his back of his head hit the turf.
He was
knocked down. Gain of two.
He's twisted around trying to keep driving. Boy, that, you know, we just were led to believe that this rifle team just punished people with their running game, but Olathe has been up to the challenge. 42 yards rushing in the first half for the Bears.
Second down and 8 for the Bears. Second half just underway, no score.
Muller right now, 7 carries for 28 yards.
Kittle in motion.
They're going to throw it to him.
Yep.
It's a lateral.
Lateral, and Kittle is brought down. No case, dropped the ball. And they're saying it was down, and the Olathe coaches are jumping up and down furiously. Yeah, he was down.
A lateral last night that was fumbled that should have been a fumble, but the referees called it an incomplete pass. It's pretty easy from here to tell that ball was thrown backwards. That is not a pass,
but
it's a lateral.
Third down and 8. The Bears.
Well, that counts as a running play for Kittle. No game.
Muller the lone back. And it's going to be a pitch to Muller. He is brought down from behind. And Muller dropped for a loss.
Absolutely not fooling a couple of Pirates.
And that Carlson, number 35, Shelby Jones, made the initial hit.
That was nowhere's bill for the Bears.
Wagler to punt. Cole Grathe to receive for the Pirates. No score.
Wagler's been busy. This will be his fourth punt of the night.
Left-footed punter gets the ball away. Low punt. Takes a Bears bounce. Picked up by Grett. Grett up the middle. Now goes to the right side and finally wrestled down by Zach Bear.
That's the first ball that's been returned against Wagler. And he bounced that one, but Grett waited for it. Fielded it like an outfielder on one hop.
Zach Bear, B-A-R-E. He was destined to be a Bear. So the Pirates' first possession of the second half, no score. Off their own 39-yard line. Ben Kaler, the quarterback. Throwing two picks tonight. Single back is Skins.
Yeah, a little too Sinks, much motion or too much time.
Yeah.
Not sure which.
Blaine Sinks, the lone back, and it's going to be against Bears. I'll give the Pirates a first down and five.
Not a lot of penalties in this game. In fact, that's the third penalty against the Bears.
Off the Pirates' 42-yard line. Jason Armendariz is wide left. The Pirates. Okay, a long count, hard count, sends him out in motion. He runs into his own lineman, Cole Grett, and Rifle swarms to him and holds him to no gain. Second down and five. Well, he got a yard. He's kept his feet churning. This is second and four. Ball at the 43-yard line.
He has not been shy about lofting that ball in the air. Willie Corey and Taylor Carlson have been his big receivers.
Taylor sends Grett in motion. Or a reverse there. And nothing doing for Willie Corey. Kalen Capwell in on the tackle.
Neither did.
And Moeller also had ball carried by the ankle. Gain of a yard. Third and three for the Pirates.
No kind of momentum.
Yeah.
Either side of this game. They haven't found one back who can actually get anything going. Either quarterback really with any consistency. Lots of turnovers.
Sinks the lone back behind Kaler.
Tackling has been good.
Corey in motion back throws Kaler. Throws downfield. Going long. And it is knocked away, almost picked off, goes out of bounds. Pass intended for Taylor Carlson.
Kittle again on the coverage. He just kind of waited and volleyballed it out of bounds.
So fourth down and three, and the Pirates will punt it away. Well, this is just Dolesville. Man, oh man.
Well, now you've got to remember that Taylor is the punter, so... He only needs 3 yards.
Yeah.
Might take off.
Takes the snap and steps up. Gets off a wobbly kick off the left, right side of his foot and goes out of bounds. They're going to mark it at the 32-yard line of the Bears. We'll see Rifle in the second possession of the second half. No score. 8:23 to go here in the third.
The Bears being out on their first possession, gained no yardage. They actually gained two and lost two. Different plays. Pirates, their first possession, gained seven. Had to kick it away.
Now's the time to get your home ready for the holidays. Custom draperies, shades, blinds, and more. Got you covered. Has you covered. Ask about their 2011 tax credits. Got you covered, 945-4010. 10 Bears. Somebody's going to bust one loose here. Muller, the lone back. Double slot for the Bears. Dive play over the middle. Muller picks up three, second and seven.
Boy, it looked like he was going to get somewhere. He kind of had an opening there, and all of a sudden somebody just reached in to the side, grabbed his ankle, and down he went.
Making a gain of two to 34. Second and eight.
some point, I'd like to hear some more details about what's going on at Silk tomorrow, about Highway 101, what time it gets going, what's happening.
Little slot, Bowler the load back, hand off to Bowler, right side. Bowler spins his way forward, has a first out of Gore, still fighting the court. Four, your tackler's trying to bring him down, and the ball is loose. Olathe says they have it. Byron say they've stripped the ball. It's the call. It is Olathe ball.
Isn't that?
My goodness, there's the third turnover for the Bears, the seventh of the night. Combined, four for Olathe, three for the Bears.
That was a gain of 15.
Yeah, we're just all determined to make something happen. Battling for extra yards. Ryan's going to have to play some defense and be in a bad move here. And the Pirates with good field position, no score on the 49-yard line of the Bears. Taylor's in demand in motion. Hand off to number 24, Cole Brett, and Brett goes nowhere.
There's that little, I don't know, sporty play. It starts from one side.
Bowler and Zach Bear in on the tackle.
It's not power football.
No. You got the horses, and boy, he's got good size up front. Good grief. Spring it. Save your deception plays for later. Keep those in your back pocket.
Well, it's what, Hugo Rulis, Zach Mayer.
Loss of 1 second and 11 at the 50.
Amy Payan inside line.
Taylor, quick pass over the middle intended for Carlson. And defending was Wagler.
Jake Whaley was the down lineman for the Bears. Doing the job with some able assistance from linebackers Copeland, Buford.
.703 to go, third quarter, no score. Third and 11 for the Pirates from the 50.
Expect another pass here. And he likes to throw deep. And he's
threaded motion back to throw. So draw play to number 24, Bull Grett. And Grett is short of the first down. Did he cough it up?
Looked like he was going to have that first down. No, I don't think
he's short of it.
But he is about a yard short at the 40.
To the 40.
I'd expect they'll go for it.
Oh, yeah.
Fourth and one here. Let's see if they go with the big quarterback or if they go with the little dinky and start in the slot, run around behind the quarterback.
Enough of that nonsense.
Slow developing.
Come on. Get your fullback and give him, he's your third guard, your sixth lineman. Yep. Same formation, double slot. Taylor under center. And motion. A move. And our back 5 yards.
I don't have a 54 in my program. It's a good thing. We're not going to be able to say his name, but he cost his team big time there.
Well, he's going to be doing some extra laps on Monday.
Yeah, he'll show up just fine in the film.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Taylor, going to back up to punt the ball.
Well,
Taylor, deep receive. Puts away, and it's been taken by Fiddle. Fiddle's got some room. Spins to the 25-yard line.
Keep expecting Kaler to do something back there as the quarterback from the punt position, but he hasn't tried to throw or run out of it. That at midfield there, actually in rifle territory, that would have been the time to try something.
6:04 to go in the third quarter, no score.
As we're roaring for, no, there'd be a couple of trick plays by now.
Yeah. Lee Harrison goes wide left. Muller the lump back behind Adam Rice. Late to show in blitz. And off the Baltimore's got 20 with the fifth. They're tripped up and somersault to the 45. They're going to mark it at the 44-yard line.
He was gone to the races, but Blaine Sinks just kind of basically did trip him. Otherwise, he had one man to beat to go to the distance.
A lot of cheers we've heard tonight. And the Bears fans.
And the good thing, although he fumbled the previous carry, is Bowler seems to have it going all of a sudden.
Hand off, left side. It's number 9, Brandon Kittle. And Kittle close to another Bears first down as he carries for 9 yards into Pirate territory.
So now we're just waiting for what kind of turnover we're going to get. Whenever it seems one team has an advantage, they give it back. The Bears can avoid doing that this time.
It should be second down. Yeah, second down and 1. Whatever the chain, it surely is. Hand off to Moore, first down and Moore. Across the 45 to the 44-yard line of the Latham. 5:11 to go in the third quarter. No score. Rice over to get the play from Coach Damon Wells. Interesting when they introduce the coaching staff of the Bears, they give them their colleges. From
yeah,
Florida State, David Wells.
Yeah, like it was just starting NBA. Or
yeah, right.
Or something. Yeah. They didn't introduce the players.
Yeah. And Bryce, long count.
A lot of movement on defense.
And out to Muller. Moore spins forward across the 40 to the 39.
Now, this is more what we expected. Just relentless running pressure.
And a flag, and it's going against Olathe. Attack on 5 more yards.
I guess an inadvertent placement.
Yes, that's what it was.
Only the second penalty against Olathe tonight. But,
Nick Murray, a big defensive lineman, he's calling the plays for the Olathe defense. He's handling up 6-4. Big horse. Conference with the officials. Official timeout. 4:45 to go in the third quarter, no score. Why accept the ordinary? Whether it's one lighting fixture or a house full of luminaries, come into Soper's Lighting for great savings throughout the store. Soper's Lighting supports high school sports and measuring. And Wilson's going to get his hands together. We're talking centimeters. The penalty almost gave him a first down. So it's first in centimeters.
Let's see what Rifle does in the short yardage situation.
Got first and short, how often do you get that call?
Yeah.
Taylor Webb in the backfield with Muller. Bryce hands off to Webb. Got the first down to the 30. So they'll mark it down. 4:41 to go in the third quarter. 0-0.
3 running first downs. This drive for the Bears. Started at their own 25 after a 21-yard punt from Olathe.
You get a sense the Bears are going to punch this in. Empty backfield. 3 receivers. Oh, movement. And flag.
Movement on the right.
Every official saying, I'm going to throw mine too. How about you? I'm going to throw mine too. Let's all throw it in sync. Somebody yelling they want a new ref.
Yeah, that was really the referee's blown
right
call there.
Yeah.
The 3/4 of the rifle line was doing the Virginia reel.
First and 15 rifle. 3 receivers to the left. Rice, quick hitch pass, overthrows. Ryan Muller had to leap for it and just knocked it down. And Rice knocked through his keister. Okie dokie. That didn't work. Second and 15. Lightning really out the distance.
Stay
to the west, yeah.
You don't need the teams running off the field again.
Isn't there a... baseball game, five innings. You get three quarters in, it's a game. Muller, the lone back. Rice, long count. Second and 15. Hand off to Muller, right side. Muller pulls his way forward across the 30 to the 26-yard line of Olathe. Ryan Muller, tough running. Seven turnovers between the two teams. Four for Olathe.
Pickup of nine. Remember, Muller had 26 yards at the half. In this quarter, 53-38, 54 yards so far this quarter. A bit more like it, so he's up to eight for the game.
Rice will end around to Brandon Kittle, and Kittle is close to a first down. And he's got to get to the 20, and I think he's got it on the nose of the football. You going to measure?
I don't know. Bill Zambelli is saying start the clock. Yeah, it looks like they're not going to measure. Not quite to the 20.
Fourth and inches. Movement before the snap. Olathe saying rifle move. And indeed they did. Damon Wells, he has no hair to pull out. He's bald. And he's fielding. But you got to go for it. Fourth down and 5 yards and an inch.
Yeah, fourth and an inch to fourth and
3:01 to go. They're in the third quarter, no score.
Tougher to pick up, but the way Muller is running, I think you just give it to him. Let him make it happen.
Far cry from last year's game. The rival will be the length of 34-6. Pulling the long back. Kittle in motion. Stop. Must hand off to Kittle. Kittle's got the first hit. He's got it. Broke a couple of tackles. Managed to squirt loose. Got across the 20 to the 18-yard line.
It looked like a broken play. Kittle started to go on a motion, and then he kind of jerked on the brakes, stood there, and then took the straight handoff off left tackle.
A little hesitation move. May have fooled the length of defense.
Got them back on their heels,
yeah,
for sure.
So first and 10 for the Bears. 2:33 to go, third quarter. No score. Bears threatening here at the Olathe 18-yard line. Bolo, the lone back. Rice.
Burkett is the one who seems to go into the end zone.
And on the lower right side, they're dragging him down by his jersey. Almost untucked the jersey as he gets to the 13-yard line. Gain of five, second down and five. Gourmet coffee, hot and cold, specialty sandwiches, wraps, salads, and take and bake entrees like lasagna, enchiladas. Brighten your day with a sunny tummy compliments of Sunshine Deli, Glenwood Springs, on the way to Ski Sunlight next to Mountain Market. Well, Sunshine's Deli today, 945-1303, 945-1303. I think it's second and six. It's a gain of four there for Muller. Muller gets the call left side, up the middle, up to the five. He's going to win, don't touch now. Great ball up the middle by the Rapid Bears offensive line. Brennan Copeland, Buford, Jake Whaley. Strike up the band. And finally, someone breaks the ice. Minute 44 to go in the third quarter. This is the extra point attempt. Snap, placement, kick is up, it is good. Marco Gutierrez knocks it through, gives the Bears a 7-0 lead with a minute 44 to go in the third quarter. This is KMTS. With a minute 44 to go in the third quarter, Rifle, the first team to draw blood. Ryan Muller, 14-yard touchdown run. Marco Gutierrez, PAT was good. 7-0 Bears. 1:44 to go, third quarter. Here at Bears Stadium.
the Bears overcame a couple of procedure penalties in tough situations to go 75 yards in 12 plays.
LeCorey and Cole Grett need to receive for the Pirates.
4 minutes and 20 seconds off the clock.
Jarrett's kick is high. Taken by the 22 Corey at the 5. It's across the 25. We'll mark it at the 28-yard line. We'll lay the 7-0 Bears. Burning Mountain Bowl proudly supports all high school athletes. Burning Mountain Bowl is the place to be every Sunday for your favorite game with 9 televisions, great burgers and burritos, plus drink specials all day. Every game, every Sunday at Burning Mountain Bowl next to City Markets in Newcastle. Let's get the feeling that the first team to score is going to win. I believe the offense hasn't been able to do a whole lot. This time in the shotgun is Kaler. Back to throw. Looks right, goes left. He's got a man open. It's Carlson. He leaps and makes the grab at the 45 of the Rifle Bears. Well, you see him in a shotgun going back to pass. You look for number 18.
Carlson and Kaler are the two biggest kids on the field. It looks like they can play catch all day if they want.
Wasn't a real pretty pass, but Carlson did a good job adjusting and jumping up to make the grab. We had a nice grab in this first half. It got the Pirates down to the 1 yard line and they coughed it up in the next play. 7-0 Bears. Kaler again in the shotgun, or the pistol rather. He hands off. No, he throws it back to the number 22, Corey. And Corey, that looked like a busted play, but it was a good fake executed by Kaler and Gretz. He fakes the handoff and then quickly tossed it back to Willie Corey. Gained 6 yards. Second down and 4. All to Rifle 39. Some of the Bears bit on that fake. So, it's Ryan Corn having to go to the bag of tricks. Trying to tie this game up. 7-0 Bears under 38 seconds to go. Clock ticking away here in the third quarter. Again from the pistol formation. Back to throw is Kaler. Fires, picked off, intercepted by number 4, Taylor Lamb, right up the right side, looking for blockers, cuts it across field, he shoots over there, and finally puts over a face mask. Yeah, flags thrown all over the place. Taylor Lamb with the interception, picked it off about the 30, carried it down to the 27, and they're going to tack on 15 more. That was a personal foul. That was not inadvertent. Webb was about to run to the end zone as he shoots the lineman, just takes him out of his socks. And then somebody came from behind and grabbed Webb by the face mask and threw him to the ground.
Well, this could be the clincher here.
Yeah.
There's, of course, 22 seconds left in the quarter, but you know, they can carry it over into the fourth quarter. They put this one in the end zone the way it's gone.
The penalty takes the ball to the Olathe 13-yard line. 7-0 Bears. They're on the doorstep again. Two in the backfield. Gill and Muller.
40-yard return before the face mask.
Rice, long count. Hands off to Muller. Muller putting his head down, driving forward. Didn't get much. Gain of a yard to the 12. Second down and 9. And that'll be the last play of the third quarter. So they put a fresh 12 on the clock. Teams switch sides. The Bears lead the Olathe Pirates 7-0. And they're deep in Olathe territory as we start the fourth quarter after this on KMTS. Back to Bears Stadium. We start the fourth quarter. Rifle Bears leading the Olathe Pirates 7-0. Bears have the ball. Second down and 9.5. All the Olathe 13-yard line. Actually, they didn't give it any gain, so second and 10. Webb in motion. Rice under center. dive play to Muller, and nothing doing there. Played the keying on number five. No gains. Third down and 10. Marco Gutierrez has a pretty good leg. The Bears have to settle for three.
Muller at exactly 100 yards now, 17, make it 18 carries with that last one.
Two at the backfield, Kittle and Muller.
Hockey.
And it's a keeper by Adam Rice. Rice is driven back. He got up to the 9-yard line. Needs to get to the 3 for a first down.
Well,
and here comes Gutierrez. About to attempt a field goal. He'll snap it from the 9. 16. It'll be a 26-yard attempt by Marco Gutierrez, Jr. Where's number 17? Get the special green shoes. Right in the middle of the field, so a good placement here. Good snap, placement, kick is up, and it is good. You betcha. A double digit lead for the Bears. 10-0 Rifle, 10:32 to go in the ballgame. This is KMTF. Marco Gutierrez, a 26-yard field goal, gives the Rifle Bears a 10-0 lead with 10:08.
Yeah, they ran 28 seconds off.
Okay.
After the kick.
Hometown clock run.
Now they're resetting it.
Okay. 28.
But still, I wrote down the time. It was actually 10:37, and then I noticed another tick. Why are they allowed that? And then there was another one, and another one, and kept going. So they reset it somewhat.
Gutierrez, pretty good leg. 26-yard field. Cleared that by plenty. That would have made it from 36. How about Sebastian Janikowski, 63-yarder for the Raiders last week? The Broncos laid an egg on Monday night. Gutierrez teeing it up. Here comes the kick. This is high. This is fairly deep, taken up to 6 by number 43. Brent Piatt. And Piatt carries up to the 40-yard line. Return of 34 yards. Piatt getting his first touch of the ball tonight. Benjamin Corey and Gret back there to receive. And Piatt doing a nice job with the Pirates. Good field position on the third possession of the second half. 10:22 to go in the ball game. 10-0 Rifle. Again from that pistol formation, Taylor, the quarterback.
6 of 13 for 91 yards with 3 interceptions.
Hand off over left guard to Cole Gretz. Not much there, maybe a yard. Look at the 2-yard gain, 2nd and 8. At the 42-yard line.
Leading ball carrier is Gret with just 33 yards and 7 attempts for the Pirates. Trenton on the end around, 28 yards, but that's his only carry of the game. Meanwhile, Ryan Muller, 18 carries for 100. Brandon Kittle, 9 carries for 34 for the Bears.
Back to throw, Taylor going for Carlson, and he tackled out of bounds. Caught it. But it was out of bounds when he caught it, but the good tackle followed for about Kittle.
Taylor's every throw looks like it's all arm. He really never sets his feet.
Now,
got a strong arm. He got it there, but it was out of bounds, and also the defensive play probably would have broken it up.
Well, nice gesture by Coach Damon Wells. He patted Taylor or Carlson on the helmet. A nice try. Fell out on the Rifle side.
Never seen anything but good sportsmanship.
Absolutely. 39 for the Pirates. Pistol formation. Four receiver set. Throw with a little pick on the ball. Almost intercepted.
We're going to get it
by Colton Yelton. The 53, Colton Yelton. I'm sorry, I'm looking at Olathe's. That was Cody Buford. Excuse me.
And that thing was right to him. It's like,
yeah, ooh, that would have been the fifth turnover for Olathe.
The fourth pick. I got a feeling they go for it or they do something tricky here, but maybe not. I mean, the quarterback is the punter.
Fourth and eight. High snap. He punts it away off the side of his foot. No return. Here's going to bounce the 20 down to the 17-yard line of the Bears. 10-0 rifle, 9:24 to go in the ballgame.
You know, and this is really what the Bears want, in a sense. If they can put together a long drive here, whether they get points or not, you know, they take a lot of time off the clock, get a few first downs. You know, so in this case, where are they? The inside
17.
The 17, yeah. You know, it gives them an opportunity, really, to take this game away from Olathe. That's why I was thinking Olathe might go for it there. You know, they're almost to midfield. Critical time in the ball game. But evidently, they didn't think so.
Adam Rice under center. Muller goes long back. Double slot formation. And out to Muller, right side. Got lots of running room. 30. 35. Spins. And finally brought down at the 38-yard line.
Just like all good backs, Muller seeming to get better as the game goes on.
That's when he fought for extra yards. He coughed it up, but he's protecting that football.
Gained 74 yards in the third quarter on 11 carries.
First to 10 Bears. They're on 38-yard line. They lead 10-0. Lee Harrison was wide right. The Bears got the slot formation. Olathe moves. Good lineman there, Nick Murray. In a four-point stance, kind of leaning forward and broke the plane there. Well, first and five for the Bears. Move it up to the 43.
Both teams now penalized a total of 35 yards, but some have been pretty key. Remember, there was a fourth and one for Olathe that turned into a fourth and six, and therefore a punt.
Ball over the long back. Dennis, sweep around the left side to Kittle. Kittle in the 50. And brought down by his ankles.
Plenty for the first down.
Yeah. Tackled by Ronnie Mum. Into fire territory at the 48-yard line. 10-0 Bears. 8:36 to go in the game.
When his ancestors came over from Europe, they were the chrysanthemums, and it was short.
I found Pirates on the next coast. 8:36 left in the game. 10-0 Bears with KMTS. Back to Bears Stadium. Defensive battle. Bears have the upper hand. They lead the Olathe Pirates 10-0. With 8:36 to go in the ballgame. Bears have the ball first and 10 at the Pirates' 48-yard line. Little wing formation, Muller to the lone back, just a yard right behind quarterback Adam Rice. End around. And off to Kittle. Kittle squirts it away for it. Still fighting forward to the 40-yard line. Gain of eight.
Same play as before the timeout.
Brandon Kittle. Second down and two. The Bears. Just heard it was 7-6 Delta leading Coleridge at half. Pretty tight ball game there.
Kudos to the players.
Indeed.
For the Titans, who are hanging in there without a lot of their teammates.
And off to Muller, right side. And Muller has the first down. This is clock management. Grinding it out. Another first down for the Bears. They lead 10-0. 7:49 to go.
Well, at the half, Rifle read the ball 16 times for 42 yards. coming into this quarter, 31 carries for 137 yards. So that third quarter, 15 carries for nearly 100 yards. More than double their output for the whole first half. Beginning to assert themselves, the Olathe defense breathing hard. They've been on the field quite a bit.
10-0 Bears. Only start the clock. 7:48 and ticking. Adam Rice brings in the play from Coach Damon Wells.
And your offense turns the ball over five times. That's a lot of pressure on your D, and it begins to wear toward the end of the game.
And the receiver's wide left, ball in the middle of the field. Rice, long count, turns hands off to Muller up the middle. Muller breaks a couple of tackles, battles his way forward across the 30 to the 27-yard line.
Another first. Evidently not.
No, second down and three. Get a seven there. Make it 2 yards. So gain of eight. Notice the Alfini brothers back in rifle on the staff, Anthony and Alfonso, with the fine careers in rifle. Alfonso went on to play at Mason. And Duran to Kittle. And Kittle is close to another first down. A call for a measurement. Nope, it is a first down.
First down.
It's an effective drive for the Bears. Running it out again. Running that clock down with a 10-0 lead.
They put together four first downs. Oh. Remember, they started at the 17. We talked about how they could, you know, with about nine and a half minutes to go, they've taken about 3 minutes off the clock, put four first downs together, and they
with the chains, they start the clock, 6:35 and counting.
They've covered 57 yards so far in the drive.
Harrison wide right.
And, of course, double wing. Put it in here. It's over.
And out to Muller. Muller plus his way across the 20. Down to the 17-yard line.
It's going to be close to another first.
And you've got a lot of credit to the offensive line. Hugo Ruelas, Cody Buford, Alex Copeland, Jake Whaley.
And Jimmy Pyatt. So, junior line.
Second and yard and a half. And out to Muller. He gets the first down. Across the 15 to about the 14-yard line. Chain gang just keeps on going down the field. Guys getting a workout. Another rifle first down. 5:43 to go in the ballgame. 10-0. Bears lead. They start the clock.
I'm just happy to get to finish the game without rain.
Yeah,
light.
And in a booth. How about that?
That's a new feeling.
Hand off to Taylor Webb from the left slot. He was upended after a short game. Well, the fans and the students have been lively tonight.
They've been stomping all game stuff. Responding to the cheerleaders. A lot of good spirit here.
I like the way the stands are designed. It's nice and high off the field. Got a great perspective.
Yeah, they made up for the...
Maybe Glenwood can...
Poor design of the press box.
Yeah, yeah.
All these big, long, white walls cutting off your view.
Second down and eight for Rifle. Another end around. This time Kittle fights his way forward to the 5-yard line. Inside the 5 to the floor. Now that could be a first and goal. It's just shy of the score. It's going to be third and inches.
I don't think they're going to make the mistake Olathe did.
Yeah.
It was one of those slow-developing plays here.
4:32 to go. Clock continues to run. 10-0 Bears.
We'll see number five. Yankees, little brother.
Kittle and Muller in the backfield. Rice, long count.
They get a offsides.
Keeper by Rice, and he's got the first down, I think. Ooh, they're not giving him a favorable spot. David Wells asking his quarterback, what was that?
Yeah. So much for the audibles, huh?
He's short of the first down, 4th and inches.
Give the ball to Bowler.
Yeah. See that number five? That's the guy. Coach Wells gets his dander up, that southern accent kicks in. Here's a handoff to Muller, dives forward for the first to the 3. .3:31 to go in the ball game. Let's look at the ice this one.
6 first down of this drive, 4 of them by Muller, 2 by Kittle. All on the ground, not a single pass attempt in the quarter. This drive started at the 9:24 mark. It's consumed 6 minutes now.
You know, this was Olathe's M.O. last year when they won the state championship.
And covered 80 yards to this point.
First and goal, Bears. Bryce hands off to Webb. That's a touchdown for the Bears. And put this one on him. Taylor Webb from the left. Block comes around. Beautiful there. And he can't hit the end zone for the score.
Well, I don't know about that. Ryan Muller does all the work, and then they get a little trickery at the end. But Taylor Webb, who's carried the ball 4 times in the game, gets a 6. But I'm sure Ryan doesn't mind.
Marco Gutierrez on to attempt the extra points. He put this game away. Good snap, placement, kick is up, and it is no good, wide left. So, with 3:07 to go in the ball game, it's Rifle 16, Olathe nothing. This is KTS. Back to Bears Stadium, the Rifle Bears leading the Olathe Pirates 16-0, a 3-yard touchdown run by Taylor Webb after Ryan Muller does the blue-collar work to get him down there. Carry after carry, long, sustained drive, 6-7 first downs.
Another first downs, 14 plays, 83 yards, and 15 seconds. That was just what the coaching staff ordered. They got that big punt. I just didn't understand the punt from the middle of the field by Olathe, down 10-0. Rifle did exactly
Gutierrez
on the short side. I'm not sure that.
Ball's bouncing around, hitting the Olathe player. Who comes up with it? The Pirates retain possession. Boy,
okay.
That was number 54. We had that deer in the headlights look. We still don't know who number 54 is, the unidentified Pirate player. Got 3 rosters, and none of them have number 54. So John Doe looked like Joe in the headlights. Ooh, the ball had bounced off his chest, but the Pirates kept it.
Calling Pirate Jack.
There you go.
The Pirates, they'd be down 16-0.
Sink Malone back. He hasn't had his number called much. Hand off, left side.
Brett,
the returning 4, Cole Gretz. Gretz handing off to the slot man. Right, left. Right, here comes the rain.
Well, thank you, Todd Ellis,
for
moving us inside. Otherwise, we'd be getting wet, covering up the equipment. Meanwhile, Olathe's got to go to the air.
2nd and 9, Brett in motion. Effects the handoff. Taylor back to throw. Fires complete. And one caught like Willie Corey for a first down. And the fans running for cover.
First down of this quarter for the Pirates.
Well, it's coming down steady now. Jeepers, look at that.
Only their second of the second half. The Rifle defense has done a number. The Pirates.
2:22 to go. 16-0 Bears. Killer makes the reverse back to throw. Dumps one over, and it's almost picked off.
Is that Kittle again?
Yep. Almost. Pass intended for Blaine Sinks or Willie Corey.
But Kittle has a nose for that ball on D, doesn't he?
Yep.
He's playing that safety spot, and he just flows through, probably just watching the quarterback, not even watching a specific receiver. Rifle has two safeties back deep, and the corners are a good 10 yards off the ball as
second
well.
Second and 10, Taylor back to throw, rolls to his right, hit as he throws, incomplete. The same grounding, though, just incomplete.
Nah, he was belted by, who was that, 64? Clinton Farr, I think, got him from his defensive end position.
Clouds have opened up. The waning moments of the ball game. 16-0 Bears, 2:24 to go in the game.
What a five takeaways for the Rifle defense here. Just a complete shutdown of the Olathe running game for the most part.
Taylor sends the man in motion. Back to throw. No, so it's a late handoff. And number 22, Willie Corey, scampers for about 8 yards.
Boy, like somebody just took a bucket, dipped it in the reservoir, the nearby reservoir here, and just dumping it on the field here.
Almost yeah. Like snow in the lights.
Yeah. Football is going to get very slick. We've got five turnovers to this point.
Look at this rain come down. Mercy. Almost looks like fog now. Take the handoff. Handler to throw. And diving attempt. The ball just slips out of the hands of Corey.
That was fourth down, is it not? So
yep.
Rifle ball.
Minute 29 to go. They can eat.
Olathe does have two timeouts. I don't know if they bother to use them at this point. They might just want to get on the bus. But enough of this.
Olathe fans, they know this one's over.
They're hanging in there, though. I don't believe them. Loyal to the last one.
Oh, there was lightning off. That was a little bit closer that time.
Officials trying to get this one in, I'm sure. They don't want to pull the team off the field and make them wait the obligatory 20 minutes.
Keeper by Adam Rice. Gain of 3, second and 7. Clock continues to run. Minute 5. A lot of rain letting up a little bit. Wait, for a while there, it looked like San Francisco fog. It was coming in sheets.
Well, they've been not using their timeouts. No, this one's over.
52 seconds.
No doubt hoping that it'll be a good luck. Andrew has a lopsided loss last year was for the Bears, which they have
timeouts. Bears.
Oh.
42 seconds left as the rain lets up. 16-0 Bears. We'll take a timeout as well. This is KMTS. And we're back to Bears Stadium. 16-0 Rifle Bears. Got to go 3-0. The Olathe Pirates here, and they have the Bears in the victory formation. Adam Rice will take a knee.
Shouldn't have to do it again, but he might. Could be enough.
Now it's just a light sprinkle compared to that deluge we had a few minutes ago. And Rice will take a knee one more time. And that'll do it. Final score, Rifle 16. Olathe nothing. The Bears now 3-0. And the Bears should get some recognition in the rankings in the Denver Post and Colorado Press. We got our final score, Rifle 16, the Olathe Pirates. Yep. Back with the totals after this on KMPS. And we're back to Bears Stadium. We're wrapping things up. Rifle Bears defeat the Olathe Pirates 16-0. Scoreless first half. Defensive struggle in that first half as Rifle didn't score until minute 44 in the third quarter. It was an act of a lot of activity in that first half, but a lot of penalties and turnovers. And then Rifle came out finally in that second half. Third quarter, minute 44 left, a 14-yard touchdown run by Ryan Muller, who was pretty much bottled up in that first half, but came out in that second half, and he went over 100 yards for the game. 14-yard touchdown run capped off a nice drive, 7-0 Bears. The Rifle got another drive going in the fourth quarter to start the fourth, and capped it off with a 26-yard field goal by Marco Gutierrez, made it 10-0. And then Rifle put the game on ice with a nice drive of over 6 minutes, 14 plays, 83 yards. Capped off with a three-yard touchdown run by
Taylor Webb.
And the PAT was no good, 16-0 the final. And that's that. So the Bears now go to 3-0 in the season, having victories over Grand Valley, 48-7, Coleridge, 21-14. And now Olathe 16-0 in the league opener for the Bears here at home next Friday night. In fact, the next two games are at home, Battle Mountain and Eagle Valley, and Battle Mountain, a much improved team. And that should be a great game here at Bears Stadium. Battle Mountain no longer the pushover they once were. And a lot of experienced players coming back, and they've rolled up quite a few points in their first couple of games. And the Olathe Pirates, meanwhile, finished the non-conference portion of the schedule at 1-2. Their victory coming over Steamboat Springs in week one. They will take on Basalt in Basalt. No, at home, excuse me. Basalt at Olathe next Friday. So 16-0 our final, Rifle over Olathe.
And, of course, anytime a game is scoreless at the half and then one team winds up winning by a shutout, 16-0, as the Bears did in this case, you got to expect the second half stats are going to favor the Bears, and boy, did they. At halftime, Rifle had carried the ball 16 times for 42 yards. In the second half, they carried it 29 times for 178 yards, 119 of those by Ryan Muller in the second half. He winds up with 26 carries for 146 yards and a TD. His running mate, Brandon Kittle, 9 carries for 62 yards. And first game without him getting into the end zone. But Taylor Webb came in and scored the last clinching touchdown. Adam Rice just attempted one pass in the second half, wound up 3 for 6 with the one pick and 42 yards passing. Taylor Webb had also 2 catches for 37 yards. And A.J. Cordova had 1 for 5 for the Bears. They wind up with 262 total yards, 220 on the ground, 47 carries, and that's something of what we expected. But, boy, that first half, Olathe certainly went toe-to-toe with them. As far as the Pirates go, they were 19 carries for 82 yards at half. In the second half, they carried the ball 7 times for 22 yards. So they were absolutely clamped down upon by the Bears. Ben Kaler, who looked like he could throw the ball some, he was 5 of 9 in that first half, but he did have 2 picks, was just 2 of 11 in the second half, and wound up throwing his third interception. He passed for 103 yards total. Leading ball carrier was Cole Griff, but just 8 carries, 34 yards. Willie Corey, 8 carries, 30 yards. Taylor Carlson looks like a good receiver, 3 catches for 60 yards. Overall, the Pirates gained just 104 yards on the ground and 26 yards. Bears 13 first downs to 8 for the Pirates. 2 fumbles lost by the Bears in the game. Olathe, 3 fumbles, lost 2 of them, and then, of course, the 3 picks, so 5 turnovers. Penalties really not a factor. Both teams 35 yards in penalties. Pretty minimal there. But the Bears asserted themselves in the second half, got their running game going. More like what we expected to see from
Muller. Ended up with what?
145 yards on 26 carries, and 119 of those in the second half. And the big deciding. Well, I don't know. That last drive was impressive, 14 plays, 83 yards. But in the third quarter, they went 12 yards for 75, or 12 plays, 75 yards, used about four and a half minutes, and they used 6 minutes on that last drive. Moeller taking the first one in from 14 out, and then Taylor Webb. So Ryan Moeller is the real deal there, and Brandon Kittle, and also Taylor Webb, give the Bears a little bit of balance with their kind of end-around runs. Not really end-arounds, but it's kind of like that, sort of a counter play. Adam Rice made a little progress throwing the football and then kind of got in trouble. I think Coach Wells giving him the two palms up, sort of like, what are you thinking? You're not thinking. Quit thinking and run the play. But Adam did a nice job in engineering those drives in the second half, and the Bears look good. They beat this is a quality win over the defending state champions, even though it is a 2A team, and Rifle, of course, playing 3A. But Rifle goes to 3-0, and then they start their league with Battle Mountain next week?
Yep.
Okay, so that'll be a dandy. I wouldn't mind being here for that one.
Yeah. We'll be in Glenwood. Stubler Memorial Field is Glenwood Demons take on the Palisade Bulldogs. Palisade playing tomorrow. No, I think they play tonight. Yeah. 16-0, our final score, Rifle over Olathe. Final score from Coleridge. The Titans lose a tough one to the Delta Panthers, 14-6. But that's a respectable score against a 3A foe. And that's with playing shorthanded. A lot of their starters suspended. So it was the best for the Olathe Pirates. Coleridge Titans as they battle through one more game with some players out of action and then get back at it. So 14-6 the final there in Peach Valley, Delta over Coleridge. I want to thank our sponsors of high school football coverage on KMTS, Berthoud Motors, Mountain Air Mechanical, Flooring America, McDonald's, Carl Ciani State Farm Insurance, Summit Paint and Decorating, Napa Carbondale, Silver Sliding, Mega Magtech LLC, Carbondale Insurance Service got you covered. Sunshine, Deli Carpet One, Bishop Plumbing. Additional fine sponsors include Burning Mountain Bowl. And that is going to do it from Bear Stadium. Lights are out. We better back up and get out of here. Our final score, Rifle 16, and the Olathe Pirates, nothing. For Nicole Cowan back at the studio, for Jack Jawar and Ron Milhorn saying so long. Our next broadcast again next Friday night as the Glenwood Demons with the league opener taking on the Palisade Bulldogs at Stubler. Again, our final score, Rifle 16, Olathe nothing. Stay tuned for the Colorado Preps Scoreboard Show coming up after this on KMTS.